Today the church celebrates the feast, the exaltation or the triumph of the cross. It happened to fall on a Sunday. And I was told it takes another 7 years before we celebrate this feast again on a Sunday. Anyway, I'm going to talk as an amateur gardener about three trees. I'm not talking about the trees here, you know, that palm tree on the side of the fence of the parking lot. I planted that 15 years ago. I found it, a volunteer took care of it, and look how big it is now. I planted a tree wherever I have been. I have two trees in Ashland. I saw them last week. They are doing fine. Another one in Berkeley. So I have a remembrance wherever I go, but don't get any ideas. Two great events happened in the year 300. The finding of the cross of Jesus by the Empress St. Helena, the mother of St. Constantine. And of course, the building and dedication of the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, where tradition said Jesus was buried. St. Helena found the three crosses. And now they were wondering which one is the one on which Jesus died. So the bishop suggested to get a sick man and put him on the cross. They put him on the first one. Nothing happened. Put him on the second cross, the man got up, completely cured, and began to walk. So St. Helena knew that was the sign that this is the true cross of Jesus Christ. Today, as I said, we celebrate the events under the title of the exaltation or the triumph of the cross. Now we come to the three trees that I am going to talk about. In the beginning of the book of the scripture of Genesis, the beginning of human history, there was a special tree in the Garden of Eden. And Adam and Eve, in defiance of what God has commanded, ate the fruit of that tree. And that tree became to be known as a symbol of pride, of disobedience, a sign of death. And then we have the burning bush. Moses saw a burning bush, a bush that was a flame, actually, but it was not burning. So he went to see what's going on. And as he approached it, the voice came, "Moses, don't come any further, for you are standing on sacred ground. Take your sandals off. I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." "What is your name?" Moses said. "I am who am." I am not trying to explain that because I can't really. But, you know, God is a mystery, all right? So he said, "What do you want me to do?" "I want you to go to Egypt and talk to King Pharaoh and tell him, I am who am. Send me to you. And he wants you to let the people go to free the Israelites." Imagine you go to Queen Elizabeth and say to her, "I am who am. Told me to come to you." Anyway, so the king finally obeyed, as we know. And it took the Jewish people 40 years to go to the promised land, as we read in the readings today. And that is why they say many Jewish people are hesitant to vote for a bush, because last time they heard and hated a bush, they spent 40 years in the desert. Another tree appeared a little over 2,000 years ago, the cross of Jesus, which reversed the original act of pride and rebellion. This tree gives life. It is a tree of hope and victory. This cross was awaiting Jesus in the holy city of Jerusalem. And Scripture says, at the appropriate time, Jesus headed to the holy city. A big demonstration took place. People cutting branches of olives, welcoming Jesus. They gave him the red carpet. Hosanna, the son of David. But as he approached the city on the hilltop, Jesus stopped. Silence came on the crowd. And Scripture says, Jesus wept. The shortest sentence in the Holy Bible. Jesus wept. In Latin, Jesus flevit. Why? This was his city. It was here where God's temple was. Jesus loved Jerusalem. He loved its people. He loved God's temple. But the elders of the people, they did not want to accept him. And Jesus kept going to the city. And there he embraced the cross. Scripture says that at the moment of his death, the temple veil was rent in two. Now remember, this was the veil which protected the Holy of Holies. Nobody could even enter there except the high priest once a year and unveil it. And in it, there were the Ten Commandments. It was uncovered, as I said, only once a year among great festivities. But now was opened for all, rent in two, as if the heart of God was laid bare for all to see. Jesus, the full revelation of God's love, cried out, "It is finished. Victory is achieved." There can be no resurrection without dying, no crown without a cross. It is for this reason that on Good Friday, we venerate the cross. Did you ever notice that? Not the crucifix. We venerate the cross. The crucifix, with its memory of the bloody body of Jesus, has been transformed into the cross, the sign of Christ's victory. St. Paul says, "We glory in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." And the liturgy tells us Christ had died, and immediately goes, "Christ is risen." And the early church emphasized more the resurrection than the crucifixion. At the beginning of the church, the cross was called in Latin crux gemmata, jeweled cross. because it was adorned with precious jewels and flowers. It was a sign of victory. Today we are asked to honor our sign of victory, the cross. You know, Winston Churchill, he always made the V to welcome people, it means victory. We have another V, it's the sign of the cross. How many of us honor that, really? We believe in it. We, priests, when we go out, we make the sign of the cross before dinner. Of course, you don't go in the middle of the restaurant. You stay where you are, but you make reverently the sign of the cross. Some people look around, and when nobody is looking, they go like this, like chasing the flies, you know. We are to honor the sign of the cross. Eating of the forbidden tree, Adam had sank in Satan's snare. The second tree, the cross of Jesus, was destined to repair the damage done by the first tree. The Eucharist is the memorial of the death and resurrection of Jesus. See, the Christian cannot stop at the death of Jesus on the cross. At the same time, we have to believe and embrace the resurrection. There's a beautiful hymn that says, O faithful cross, above all others, one and only noble tree. May God bless you in the name of the cross, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.